This week's Nashville's best deal is Joyland in East Nashville. Joyland burgers will melt in your mouth. The fries are crispy goodness, and the milkshakes are sure to satisfy any sweet tooth. Get half off a $30 gift card today at thegamenashville.com/deals while supplies last. All right. I'm ready for it. The music is going. Let it keep rolling, Frazier. Let it roll. This is the music I grew up listening to for highlights with Boomer. And I wanted to do it for this top 10. So, let's get started with my top 10 throwback uniforms. We're going to start with 10 through 5 on this segment. And next segment, we're going to do 5 through 1.
All right.
Frazier. Number 10.
Number 10. Jets 80s all-white uniforms. I like them. I don't love them, okay? I like it when the Jets have the white helmets. I think the white face mask on the green helmets, though, is what pops for me. And the different logo, it has the little jet wing on the helmet. It looks really, really good to me. And when I saw Aaron Rodgers in that uniform, I was like, okay. I hope that they do these throwback uniforms against another team on this list that I'm going to be mentioning here soon. So Jets, 80s, all-white uniforms come in at number 10.
Okay. My number 10.
Okay.
Really quickly. Dolphins 1972. I like those. Ooh. Those are clean. I really like them. So I know I'm going to have a couple of little ones I want to throw in here too, but that's where I want to start with me at number 10, the Dolphins. It gives me the Dan Marino vibes a little bit, so that's where I want to start at number 10, but we're moving on.
All righty.
Number 9.
All right, number 9, I got the Vikings 60s and 70s uniforms.
Oh.
Okay? I think, so the difference in shade of purple is the one thing that I just don't like about this. I think that the darker purple helmet with the lighter purple jerseys, it just doesn't do it for me. But it has a little bit more flash and flair than the Jets 80s all-white uniforms. Mm. So I put them at number 9. I'm not the biggest fan of them, though. I know. A lot of people really do like those. But for me, I don't know. It just wasn't the best. But, it, you know, it brings me back to the whole Fran Tarkenton era when the Vikings were going and losing in a bunch of Super Bowls. But still, I mean, purple people eaters, that was the best.
Okay.
So, like the Vikings uniforms at number 9.
Okay, so for me, I'm going to go Patriots 1984. So what? Those are those red ones.
At 9?
Yeah, well, you have Vikings really low. You should wait to hear where I have the Vikings.
But oh my
I think
gosh.
The Patriots look, hey, it's a top 10. It's a top 10. But look, I got the Patriots down there. Now, I had a little debate with myself why I had them there. But look, they're in my top 10 for a good reason. I love them, but it just, I don't know. Like, when I see it on television, it just looks a little too much for me. I like the look. They just look like candy canes. I'm like, I don't know about this. They look good in person, but it's I'm not too big.
I didn't know if I was involved or not, but at number 10 for me, I'm going to take the Cowboys. Ooh, back in the day.
Okay.
And at number 9, I'm going to go the Vikings.
Okay. So we're there on the Vikings. Let's move on.
Number 8.
Number 8 for me is the New York Football Giants. And when I said I was alluding to a throwback matchup with the Jets and Giants, this is the game where I want to see the Jets in their all whites versus the Giants in their home blues. I love this jersey. It reminds me of the movie The Little Giants, you know, back when Phil Simms was there, Lawrence Taylor. It actually says Giants on the helmets. And the thing I really like is because in the modern day Giants uniforms, you don't see a lot of the red. I like the red outer line on the numbers there. And I think that it just kind of emphasizes the Giants secondary color a little bit more than they do with their modern uniforms. A little too much blue in the modern uniform. So the Giants throwbacks are coming in at number 8 for me.
Okay. 8 for me is the Cowboys. We just touched on the Cowboys from Frazier's pick. So I've got them at 8. Those are their jerseys from 94. So going back to the earlier days a little bit there. So right in that time where, you know, it was before Tony Romo, obviously. But around that time when the Cowboys were you know, one of the renowned America's teams. That's what I like about them.
Listen, I know you guys both got the Cowboys on your list. I'm just going to go ahead and give spoilers. I left the Cowboys out. They get enough praise time.
That's fair.
I'm not giving them.
That's fair. That's
Frazier, who's your number eight?
The Cleveland Browns.
Ooh, the all-white Cleveland Browns.
The all-white Cleveland Browns. I'm going to go at that at number eight. It's a solid number eight.
Okay, listen, I would rather go with the Bengals all-white. I think the Browns mooched off the Bengals there.
I agree.
I think they mooched a little bit. So
that's why they're a little higher up on my list.
Okay, that's fair. Little tease. Coming in at number seven for me. Or here,
number seven.
Number seven is going to be the Denver Broncos 70s and 80s uniforms, but with the white helmets. I do prefer the blue helmets, and if they did go with the blue helmets, they might have been a little bit higher on my list. But I think of John Elway in the drive against the Cleveland Browns wearing those old uniforms. They made the switch, and I don't mind the Broncos, like, more modern uniforms that they switched to in the 90s. But I just think, like, with the D on the helmet, the blue helmets with the orange jerseys, they just popped. They were very simple. They were very to the point. They had the old colors. I just think with the dark navy and the orange doesn't go as well with the lighter blue. Those old uniforms with that Denver D on the side of the helmet, those just look clean and classy to me. So yeah. I got Denver coming at number seven. Like the white helmets, though.
Yes, I like how it gives me the Durham Bulls kind of vibe,
yeah,
too. Like the throwback that's there, too. For me, it's seven. The mighty team that will not yield, Joe Rex Road. The Detroit Lions, 1934. I love those jerseys. Those are fun to see. Those are up there for me. I love seeing it on television. But more importantly, I like how it's a classic feel for a lot of these teams. They are throwing in some really good twists. They're going back in time. It's a hot tub time machine little feel for me with some of these better uniforms.
Had to plug a great movie there.
Oh, lovely. And I will not make any more Ricky Bobby references for a little bit. But look, I will go Lions at number seven. Frazier?
I'm going to take the Jets at number seven.
The Jets. Okay. So why are the Jets higher up in your list than I had them?
Well, the Jets for me, it mentions here the grunge era of the 1990s. And, you know, the Jets haven't really won anything in a while. And I feel like with this roster, this is their grunge effort of going all out. So I feel like it had more of a meaning than the Cleveland Browns for me.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I think there's a lot of merit there for sure.
All right, Frazier, moving on.
Number six.
I got the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, me
with
too.
The red helmets.
Yes, I love that.
Listen, I have always liked the Falcons uniforms, and before they switched them up last year, like the whole Matt Ryan era and the Michael Vick era, I really liked those jerseys.
Okay, wait.
They pop for me, but the old jerseys with the red helmets and the old logo,
yes.
It's so simple, and the color combination with the red and the black just goes so well together. It's such a clean look, and there's not many teams from back in the day that wore that uniform that pop out to me. But simply, I just love the red and black combo.
Okay,
very
so
simple to the point.
I have it there too, but let me ask you, would you change their logo back to that? Because the logo on that, I feel like, is more daunting. They have a good logo.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the ones, like, it's like you rebrand it. However, here's this old throwback that we did have. But I think, based on how it looks, the scheme on the jersey itself, I think it looks good. It's on brand. You would remember it. You would say, oh, that's the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
They look really damn good in those jerseys.
Yeah.
And they play good in them, too.
I agree. I don't know. The whole, like, red, super ultra red jerseys for the Falcons, I just think the black look. And I'm one that likes, you know, different color schemes.
Sure.
When a team, like, I don't know, I get frustrated with the Titans when they wear the all navy. I can't stand it.
Not a huge fan.
I like variation in color. So when you got like white pants, black jersey, red helmet, it just looks great. And I agree with you.
Yes.
The old logo is much better. It's clear, more cut of what it is. You kind of have to really search and kind of look at the Falcons' current logo.
Mm-hmm.
I like the old one better. I think it looks a lot better.
Yes.
Number six for you, Frazier.
For me, I was kind of torn between this one because I was thinking about the Falcons as well. But I think I'm going to go with the Colts. Their new all-black helmets, you know what I'm talking
about? You're kidding me. Oh, my. That's even worse than putting Pat the Patriot at number 9. You're telling me you're putting the Indianapolis Colts at number 6?
It's different. It's
awful.
Listen.
It looks terrible.
It reminds me of the Duke Blue Devils, their alternate uniforms.
And they go, right? It's in the darkness of the night. I am an Indianapolis Colt.
Hey, the reason why I put them at 6 is because the Colts are on the come up with Anthony Richardson.
Oh, my God.
So just be aware.
Unbelievable.
Head on a swivel.
You know what?
I think the dark helmets for dark days ahead, man.
Listen.
Top 5 is coming up next, though.
Oh, my gosh.
It is, but.
I can't believe you just put the Indianapolis Colts. Listen, the helmet's okay. I can do the black helmet, but those jerseys are disgusting. They are so ugly. I can't even believe that somebody came up with that concept and put it out there and thought that that would be a good idea.
High percentage on me anchoring on the helmet design.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's – I don't know how I feel about
that. I literally can't believe you just said that. All right. Either way. Coming up next, we're going to get into our top 5. The Titans unveiled their Oilers uniforms. I have a feeling that the Oilers uniforms are going to be somewhere in the three of ours top 5. So coming up next, tune in to see where we put the Titans Oilers throwbacks. You're listening to Riddle and the Reporter here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Tune in to 102.5 and 106.3 The Game for weekly driver interviews leading up to the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix presented by Lincoln Tech's NADC in the Nashville Sheriff. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix will be 3 days of racing, 3 days of music, one huge weekend event. Go to themusiccitygp.com for tickets and get ready to experience Nashville's premier speed and sound event on August 4th through the 6th. We just went through our top 10 through 6 on the throwback and new uniforms that the NFL has unveiled. Now we are going to get into our top 5.
Let's do it!
Frazier, hit
number
it.
5.
Number 5. I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers creamsicle uniforms. Not going to lie, as a kid, when they came out with these, I did not like them.
Really?
I did not like them. But as I got older and I saw the history of them and the losing streak that they went into,
mm-hmm.
I've been like, okay, these are very historical. These are very different.
Yes.
No other team is ever going to wear nope. this color scheme. And I grew to like them over time.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when Tom Brady went there and then you saw all those – those makeups and photoshopping him in one of those uniforms, and then to actually see them and come out and how clean they look, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I can get down with some Buccaneers
so
jerseys.
I initially thought about putting them in my top 10. It's very hard for me to do these jerseys and try to not forget one of them. I forgot about those. I think I would have put it in for sure. I want to have it in there.
Well, vice versa. I forgot the Dolphins, and I love those jerseys.
Yes. So there's all kinds of different jerseys. But my number 5 is going to be the old Packers 50s jerseys.
Oh.
It's a good – like I alluded to last segment, it's the historical value.
Yeah.
I like watching the NFL when they have these older throwbacks. And for me – thinking about growing up as a kid with Brett Favre wearing the throwbacks, Aaron Rodgers was wearing it last season. It's that darker green sort of look to it.
Yeah.
That was a really good jersey, I felt like, last year, and I'm sure that they will continue to honor their heritage moving forward. So I'll take that at number 5.
Absolutely. Frazier?
I will be taking the Seattle Seahawks. I know, I believe it was Nick that mentioned it earlier with the Seahawks. I will be taking the Seahawks at number 5. Their promo for it on social media was top-notch.
Yeah, they did. Social media team did a great job on that.
And those jerseys really pop out to me. So I love the silver helmets. Gives me a little bit of Detroit Lions vibe, but I'm okay with it.
Okay, yeah. All right, moving on.
Number 4.
All right, number 4, I got the Eagles 80s Kelly Green uniforms. They have not dropped yet.
Mm-hmm.
They will be dropping, I believe, on Monday the 31st.
I think so.
I think that's what – they've been teasing it and doing all these things all summer long, and they're going to be one of the last ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I already know what they look like. Listen, one of my favorite movies growing up was invincible, mm-hmm. and it was about the old Eagles team. Oh, what was the player's name from Invincible?
I don't remember, but it was Mark Wahlberg, right?
It was Papali.
Yeah.
Vince Papali.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Philadelphia Eagles and how he made the team as just a guy off the streets. The Eagles were awful at the time, and he made it. And I remember just loving that movie, loving those jerseys. Mm-hmm. Randall Cunningham was also, you know, a trailblazer of mobile quarterbacks back in the day. They had some really good years with him. So I'm really looking forward to this team coming off of a Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts in this high-octane offense. Wearing those Kelly green uniforms.
I feel like your top five, some of these are going to make me be like, man, why didn't I put these in there? Yeah. That's another one. But my number four is going to be the Vikings, the 60s jerseys.
Okay.
I think my whole theme here in my top five is retro. I'm going, what gives me the best retro vibe possible? And I feel like the Vikings 60s is where I'm going specifically. So what they wore last year is their throwback. I love those. And ever since they went back to that color scheme, I've enjoyed that more on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like their matte finish on like their helmet.
I do too.
And it looks really good with their uniform too. And I think they have an all around, it's like a good, you know, you can always go back to those jerseys and go, those are damn good jerseys.
Yep. All right, Frazier.
Some people may hate me for this pick, but at number four, I'm going to go this Pittsburgh Steelers Bumblebee uniforms.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't think they're wearing them this year.
I know, but I just something about it. I'm making an honorable mention.
Did they wear those for only 1 year or
no,
a couple?
No, they wore them for a couple years. And don't get me wrong, when they wore them, they balled out.
Yes, they did.
They were averaging like 45 points a game wearing those uniforms. So I have fond memories of them as a Steelers fan,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't.
Big Ben, the Bumblebee, man.
If I have to, I'm going to go with, I believe if I looked this correctly, yes, I'm going to go with the Kelly Greens as well.
Okay. So an actual jersey that they're going to wear this year. I agree. Like, Bumblebee jerseys were different. They are just a little too much for me. If anything, the jerseys they wore, the Steelers, what they wore against the Raiders on Christmas Eve last year,
yeah, those were
their
nice.
Old 1970s with the block numbers and not having the logo on their jersey. Those are pretty clean. I did not put those on my list because I didn't want people saying, oh, you're just saying that.
Right.
So I didn't add them.
Yeah.
All right, Frazier, moving on.
Number three.
And this is where this jersey rightfully belongs, Nick Kieser.
Oh, no.
1980s New England Patriots, Pat the Patriot uniform. These jerseys, listen, they are so clean. And honestly, before the reveals this year, this was my number one. Like, this was cream of the crop. The Pat the Patriot logo, just with like the old like actual Patriot hat from the Revolutionary War and the blue coat and getting down and taking a step. That's probably one of the best logos in NFL history. You combine that with the white helmet, the nice clean red uniform with the white pants.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a clean, nice look. And believe me, the top two, which again, if you've been paying attention, you likely know what one of these top two is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't for those two, this would likely have been my number one if these two other teams didn't come out with their uniforms.
I like that. That's fine. I believe that some of those colors belong in Superman ice cream. It's just one of those. It's just one of those things that just stays with me as, you know, they're based. I think growing up, the Patriots were the Alabama version for me in the NFL, and I always wished they would lose. But Tom Brady persevered. My number three is going to be the Seattle Seahawks' newest throwback. I've told you both off the air, even at times, that I love these uniforms. And I believe growing up, seeing Russell Wilson spark and doing really well, I've become more of an underdog fan for them at times. And seeing them in the Super Bowl, that was my favorite that year because I believe they beat the Saints to get there, maybe. Maybe not. But they did play a lot. It was always Drew Brees versus Russell Wilson, and that was one that I always watched. And I have them at three solely based on the color scheme.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal jersey to look at. and it meshes so well with the theme there in the stadium.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Frazier.
Jimmy, I feel like we're on the same page here. I'm going with the New England Patriots as well.
Great choice. About it.
Easy enough.
Great choice.
I remember when the Titans played them, and I believe they lost 60-0 in the heavy,
In the snow, 2009, yes. They lost 59.
That was the first time I ever saw those uniforms. I'm just like, wow,
yeah.
Those are nice.
And it was against their old Oiler uniforms with the blue helmet and the all-white. Yeah, that I remember watching that game as a kid and looking back, and I was like, weren't the Titans just the number one seed the year before? Like, what is going on with this team?
Was Mike Vrabel on that team?
I believe he was. I believe he...
I think he would have been.
He might have been. Oh! I'll have to go back and look. I can't remember if it was 2009 or 2010 when he got traded to Kansas.
Right.
I don't know. But either way, moving on to the final two.
Number two.
This is where the Titans Oilers jerseys fall for me.
Okay.
Listen, when you ask me my favorite color, it is that baby blue. Baby blue is it's my favorite color. I love I hate North Carolina the school.
Sure.
But I love their uniforms. And I love their color scheme just because of the baby blue.
Okay.
The baby blue with the red and the fact that they went with the white helmets and the red face mask.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. It, like I said, it's chef's kiss.
Yeah,
the jerseys look perfect. I love the fit. I think I cannot wait to see Derrick Henry run all over the Houston Texans, putting up another 200 yards against those guys. The Oilers come in at number two for me this season.
Okay, so at number two is going to be the New Orleans Saints for me.
Really?
Yes. I love their throwbacks. I've always loved their throwbacks. They've done different themes. And look, this is where the top 10's always fun for the entire audience. And for us, it's because we are different fans of different teams growing up.
Yes.
And that's why we have places and rankings that are much different. But look, the Saints for me, I'm always going to have a soft spot for them. Now, I'm not a huge fan of what their latest throwback is. That might be what you're thinking.
Oh,
of.
Okay. So the ones they wore last year, I thought those were hideous.
Yes, they do have some good throwbacks. I like the darker colors, but I really like how the Florida Lee looks.
Yes, the old Florida
right.
Lee look.
I
know what you're talking. Okay.
Yes.
I can settle with those.
Okay.
I can settle with those.
Yes.
Fair enough. Frazier, you're number two.
I'm taking the Tennessee Oilers. Houston Oiler combo here. I'm going to go put that at number two. My number one might shock you all.
Honestly, like with process of elimination, I was going to say that. I was like,
all right.
This one's out of the question. This one, okay, where's he going with number one?
Here we go.
All right. Our final one.
Number
one for me, and y'all have already had it on your list, it's the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
I love these uniforms, and maybe it's because they added the lava lamp. In the mix in their little promo video. I had the exact same lava lamp color scheme when I was a kid. But whenever I play Madden and I go to the throwback jerseys, these are the throwback jerseys that I go to.
Yeah.
I mean, they look so good. I love the really kind of royal blue with the same neon green that they use in their uniforms nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But with the silver
and
the silver pants and the silver helmet, I mean, when it just comes together, I think of those old documentaries of the Boz when he used to play for those old Seahawks teams. Don't get me wrong. They sucked. They sucked back
they
then.
Did.
They were awful. But those uniforms, man, did they look good. And I can't wait till they unveil them this
year. All right, my number one, the Oilers. And I'm going to go with the latest ones. They've all been the same, if you ask me. There's not too much of a difference when they release these. I mean, they've worn them a little bit before, and I love how much attention the Texans fans have given them. I love the hate. Bring it. This is what the market needs to lead up to the game against them later this season. I will always go to these at number one until something else impresses me. This is the most favorite throwback jersey, almost in sports, I would say, for me personally. I'll go the old Oilers at number one. Frazier, you have a surprising number one. Go for it.
Yes, you both already mentioned it well back in your list. I'm going the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The creamsicles.
I'm taking the creamsicles.
Okay, listen, you told me I was going to be shocked. I am not shocked.
Why is that?
Because I actually like them. I mean, they actually made my top five. But where you lost me when you put Colts at six. I'm still kind of losing it over that.
I just want to make sure you both were engaged. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, that definitely woke me up. So I top 10 overall, 615-737-1025. Who had the best top 10? Who had the best uniform rankings? I think because, you know, obviously we're in Nashville. Titans fans might go with Nick because he did put the Oilers at number one. But for me, Seahawks just slightly edge. I mean, I went back and forth on this. It kept me up last night.
Yeah, and I mean, look, our top three, you and I's top three is pretty similar. You know, I've got Oilers, Saints, Seahawks, but I think it's pretty interchangeable for debate. So I really want to hear from our listeners. So give us a call, text us. I want to go through those as well. So we'll see where it goes. But I really have enjoyed our segments to end our program, and I'm looking forward to this next one too, Junie.
Absolutely. So coming up next, we always like to cap off with a little bit of Nashville SC.
The boys
got
gold.
A big signing this week. They did have a tough loss. We're going to kind of get into the state of the team after we were in a bit of panic mode last week. We're going to cap off the show again with some Nashville SC. You're listening to Riddle and the Reporter here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.